That's not a fucking title. That's a one-liner from the movie. That's what that is, Brian. It's not a let there be carnage. That's a cheesy Woody Harrelson liner right before the carnage and symbiote envelops him. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't be the only one that thinks that this is a really shitty title. What do you think about it?
When I first saw it, yeah, my gut thought, yeah, that's a stupid title. But I think it's a smart title from a marketing standpoint.
Oh, God.
The word carnage. You just needed carnage in the title. And that's the selling point.
Yeah, they could have done Venom, colon, Carnage,
yeah,
Venom,
yeah.
Versus Carnage, Venom, Maximum Carnage. Like, there's a bunch of stuff they could. I guess they're saving the title Maximum Carnage for when they think they're getting Spider-Man back.
Well, I was thinking that too. Like, Maximum Carnage, you don't want to go ahead and... They're not doing that story. I don't, you know, so don't use the title. But no, they I'm sure they had their little meeting and they said, okay, we got to have Carnage in the title. You know, what are we going to do? And then, like you said, somebody's like, well, here's a line. They're like, sure. Carnage is going to be the selling point, the thing that I think will make that movie a success. You have that nostalgia. You know, Carnage fits in that same 90s, you know, nostalgia, something like a Deadpool or even... like Cable, you know, stuff like that. Like Carnage, yeah. You know. So, yeah, I think, yeah, it's a dumb name, but.
Well, I mean, I agree with you that you have to have it in the title somewhere. But let there be that. I swear to God, Woody Harrelson's still going to say it in the movie. He is. He's going to say it in the movie. He's going to sit there and be, let there be carnage, and the suit will envelop him, and he'll growl, scream, whatever, and kill a bunch of people.
We've already seen that his style of clothing is the color scheme of Carnage. Like,
yes, the Hawaiian shirt. Yeah. Oh, my God. And the hair, while it's better, still looks fucking shitty. Fuck you, Sony. My God, you assholes. Can you get nothing right? Are you capable of fucking anything correct? Shit, man. Even the things that we used to think you did well, when we look at them through the lens of having the MCU, things like Winter Soldier, Civil War, Infinity War, and Endgame. Once you start looking at comic book movies through that lens, through the lens of the Dark Knight and the Dark Knight Rises, and then Sony's shit just Fuck you guys and all you little fucking Raminites that love those Spider-Man movies and act like they were good. They're not good. I guarantee you haven't watched them in 10, 15 fucking years because you're scared to watch it because, you know, once you do, you'll be like, yeah, Homecoming and Far From Home was better. Meh. Anyways, we're not on Spider-Man yet. We're still on Venom. I am glad that it's not just Venom 2.
Yeah. No. Like their whole marketing, like I said, it's going to be Carnage. That's the push. They're going to. There's going to be so much carnage.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, that's what they're banking on, because I'm sure they're looking at the buzz of, you know, the fact that Carnage is going to be in it. The first Venom didn't necessarily, you know, blow the box office away domestically, but I'm sure they've tracked its VOD. I'm sure they've tracked how, you know, people buying the Blu-ray and stuff. And I'm sure, you know, a lot of people who didn't see it in theaters saw it, has seen it. And so, you know, I think this, I mean, it's hard to predict box office right now, obviously. We just, the world we live in at the moment, but
Yeah.
But I do think the movie's going to be a big hit.
Yeah, I see it being a big hit overseas. Part of what might make it a bigger hit depends on what happens March 19th with Morbius.
True.
And if there's any connective tissue, because Morbius has we've seen it in the trailer already, connective tissue to the MCU Spider-Man with Adrian Toomes, Vulture. So if there's something with Morbius, like he goes to see the Life Foundation or something in his own research, like, you know, they connect it to Venom somehow. You might see the interest rise a little bit. Fuck, man. I don't want it to do good. I want it to fail miserably. I want Morbius to fail. I want Venom 2 to fail. Venom Let There Be Carnage to fail. God, if they ever do actually do a Madam Web film, I want that to fail so bad. Like I'd almost offer your firstborn son's soul for that movie to fail. Brian doesn't have any kids, ladies and gentlemen. It's okay.
Morbius is
but
still.
If he did, I would.
Morbius is still an unknown. I don't know. But Venom.
It looks too much like an origin. It could be a good movie. It could check off every mark of being a good movie. Have good chemistry between its leads. Have good pacing. Good dialogue, and it would still be a origins movie and inherently have some boredom that came with it.
Yeah. I think the marketing on that, they've already been clever, you know, the little, picture of Spider-Man. Hey, is that Vulture? You know, their marketing is already pretty brilliant for, you know, Morbius. You know, they're pointing and saying, hey guys, check it out. Look at all the MCU connections. So I think they're going to continue that with Morbius. And if Tom Holland is in any way, shape, or form in that movie, I don't think they save it for a surprise. I think he's going to be in the final trailer or something, you know?
For Morbius?
Yes, for Carnage. For Morbius.
Oh, yeah.
If he is. I mean, we don't know. But that'll be the whole sell on it. But yeah, Morbius, I still don't know. Venom, I think, will be a hit.
Well, before we go too much further, good morning, everyone, and welcome to LR Mornings today with Kyle and
Brian.
There he is. God, I hate it when I go fucking 8-9 minutes without doing the opening. The other big news. Dealing with Venom, besides it getting its titles, it did get its release date moved to June 25th of 2021. And that presents a whole nother set of issues. There are three Spider-Man-ish movies, including a Spider-Man movie coming out next year. March 19th, Morbius, June 25th, Venom, Let There Be Carnage, and July 16th, Marvel's untitled MCU Spider-Man movie. Or Sony's untitled MCU Spider-Man movie, however you want to look at it. July 16th, 2021. That's a lot of Spider-Man characters, man. Do you? And I don't. I think we all expect there to be a Spider-Man cameo in Venom. I don't really expect anything. Maybe some clips. Maybe like a TV clip about Spider-Man. Besides the Wanted poster, in Morbius, but I don't expect an actual cameo. Do you in Morbius an actual cameo from Spidey?
I really don't, but I mean, I'm sure they would like it, so I don't know.
Morbius is in New York, though, isn't he?
See, yeah, I'm a little fuzzy on the timeline, also. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. And then Venom, we know he's in San Francisco. So it'll be weird for him to do a cameo unless Venom Let There Be Carnage. God, I hate fucking saying it even. It sounds so cheesy. Maybe part of it will take place in New York, or maybe Eddie returns to New York or something like that, chasing down Cassidy, the guy that gets the, for those of you that aren't as well versed in the comics, is the guy that gets the Carnage symbiote. You remember when the very, very first Venom trailer came out and they were calling it Symbiotes? And everyone like flipped their shit, and then Sony came out and was like, no, we'd actually recorded several different takes, and that was just one of the takes that we used in the trailer, not really thinking about it too much. We say it the other way.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
I don't buy a single word Sony fucking says, man. Fuck you, Sony. Shit. Jammer's probably upset that he missed this show today. It's not his fault. It's my fault, but it's all right. That's not all. There are a lot of what are supposed to be fresh breaths into old franchises to hopefully get new films, our new franchises started. And there are sequels galore, there and reboots and all. Also, next year's a really busy fucking year, Brian. Do you have anything else you want to say specifically on Venom? Let There Be Carnage, the title,
no.
Or the date move?
No, not at all.
Do you think, as I think, that Woody Harrelson will say that line?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think so. I think so. I got to find a bookie that'll take that bet. Okay, so let's check out. It's a little early. Usually we only save these types of things until the closer to the ends of the year, but Brian and I kind of wanted to go. What's that?
Everything got moved. So it's a very relevant topic.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So that's what Brian and I wanted to kind of go down the list of the big movies to expect next year. Some of these have been moved from this year, and some of them are brand new. I forgot one.
Some were scheduled for next year but shifted.
Yep.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
That's February 12th. Alrighty. So, we all know that Wonder Woman got moved to November of this year, right? Right?
I thought it was August. Or did it get moved again? It got moved.
Let's see here. Wonder Woman 2 or 1984. Wonder Woman 1984. Come on, computer. More like come on, Kyle, learn how to fucking type. June 4th in Brazil. 14 August. Okay, so yeah. It's still set in August.
Yeah. Because there were two movies that everybody was sort of keeping an eye on. Tenet was holding its late July date, I think, and then mm-hmm. Wonder Woman was still, you know, sticking to August. And a lot of, you know, yeah. those will be sort of the tests as far as, you know, big budget movies.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely true. And we know that Marvel bumped their entire slate basically one movie to the right. So November 7th, which was originally going to be The Eternals, is now Black Widow, because Black Widow was supposed to come out next month, May 4th, 5th, something like that. But here we go. So January 15th, Mortal Kombat. It's they're hoping to spawn a franchise off of it. I don't think they can. I don't think Mortal Kombat works as a movie. I do think it could easily work as a streaming series, though. Comments, Brian?
I'm hoping it's good. Yeah, I don't know if you can really do a long-term film franchise with it, but I'm hoping for it.
Okay. Following that, The Eternals got moved to what was originally Shang-Chi's date, February 12th. The Eternals, March 5th, and that's 2 weeks before Morbius, you have Ghostbusters Afterlife. So no real competition there between those two, but those are two bigger movies coming out. 2 weeks apart. May 21st, Matrix 4 and John Wick 4, dude. What the hell?
I can't imagine them not shifting that. It doesn't, because we know Keanu's in the Matrix, even if it's a bit, you know, cameo. We know he appears in it. So I just can't see them, and it's the same crowd. You're going for the same audience, so
yeah.
I would imagine they shift one of those. I don't know.
They would be smart to. And then we come two weeks prior to Venom. Let There Be Carnage. God, it's just I fucking hate. I'm gonna just say Venom
get you a shirt
because and I'm the guy that always thinks like the time for numerical sequels is long gone. Like nothing should ever be something something two, something something three. Like I think we're beyond that. I hate that Iron Man is still Iron Man one, Iron Man, Iron Man two, and Iron Man 3. I wish they'd go back and rename it Iron Man Armor Wars and Iron Man Extremis. So
what if whatever they bring back Robert Downey and they call it I Am Iron Man? That's the name of the movie.
That's better than Iron Man 4. So where was I? June 11th, Jurassic World Dominion, and then 2 weeks later you have Venom. July 23rd, a week after Spider-Man 3. Sony MCU Spider-Man comes out July 16th, July 23rd, MI7. Different crowds on some for some and same crowds for others. And you think there's going to be a little, do you think MI is going to pull some numbers from Spider-Man that it wouldn't? That if it wasn't there, Spider-Man would have a better third week than it will because of Mission Impossible.
I don't think they'll affect each other too much. I think that the Spider-Man issue, it ties into a bigger issue, and that is comic book. Black Widow was going to be a great test. The test was, we're coming out of Endgame. You know, pre-Endgame, you had Captain Marvel, which you were basically said, you got to watch this before Endgame. You watched it. You saw Endgame. And then after Endgame, it's like, you got to watch Spider-Man. It sort of closes everything up. Black Widow was going to be that test. Okay, are audiences still committed to all going to the theater and giving, you know, the MCU those billion-dollar movies? It was the test. And we don't get that test now. And you say, well, we will get it at the end of the year. Yeah, but we don't know the state of theaters. So
yeah.
There's just so many, you know, Wonder Woman will be a little bit of a, you know, we'll get to sort of see. The only thing we've seen comic book related since that was what, Bloodshot and the Harley Quinn movie, which both didn't
both,
do well.
Both went to VOD real quick.
Now, obviously, they're not MCU. You know, they're not on that caliber. But if you're looking at it from, you know, our audience is going to get to a point where they're not necessarily running out to see every comic movie in theaters, you know, maybe wait for VOD or whatever. We don't know. We really don't know. So so that's the problem with a lot of these. It's a gamble at this point, you know, moving all these films together. There's so many comic book movies specifically in 2021, and we don't know what the market's looking like. I mean, maybe they all might do fantastic. We don't know. But take a look at something like Star Wars, you know, which after Force Awakens, it was untouchable. And then, you know, it changed. So, you know, just using that as an example.
To continue on with, like you were talking about, a bunch of comic book movies and other big tent poles next year. August, I'm guessing 6th, Suicide Squad. October 1st, The Batman. 2 weeks after that, Halloween Ends. Whatever. 2 weeks after that, November 5th, Doc Strange. And then December 17th, Avatar 2. And
Black Adam.
December 22nd, Black Adam and Sherlock Holmes 3. So that is literally 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's 9 comic book films next year.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, man. If the bubble's ever going to burst, I guess it'd be next year. If it doesn't, then, hey, cool. I can give you a quick little example. Of what I'm talking about. The other night, I woke up like late at night. It was like 3 a.m. Couldn't go back to sleep, so I turned on TV and I see Child's Play 2, and it was just coming on. It was on like HBO or something. And I was like, cool. I hadn't seen this in so many years, and I started watching it. And I ended up watching the whole movie. Loved it, you know, had a blast. Hadn't seen it in years. Child's Play was a franchise when I was younger that I loved. I was really into the franchise. I saw, The Bride of Chucky in theaters. And then when you got to see the Chucky, I was just like, yeah, I didn't like it. I thought it was stupid. And then I skipped out on all the direct-to-video movies, and then I didn't see the remake. But when I saw Child's Play 2, it just brought me back all those memories of I was a really big fan of this franchise. I used to buy all the movies. I'd go see them. I had some of the toys. Mm-hmm. Point being, audiences can be in love with a franchise or, you know, love a thing one day, and then they can fall out of love with it and just forget about it. And time can go, you know, and I'm sitting here watching Child's Play 2 like, damn, I remember, you know, how much I used to love the franchise, but... I don't know, man. There's so many. I mean, 9. That's an insane amount of movies. I don't know, man. Like I said, we've talked about that bubble busting for a long time now, and this could be it.
It's the first year we'll get 4 MCU films in a year. We've had 2s. We've had 3s. This year we'll have 1. That's the crazy thing, dude. This is the first time there's only been a single MCU film since Phase 1.
Yeah. And I'm the biggest Batman fan ever, but we're going to start Batman over everybody. Again. You know, it's like you could have waited another
this time
5
instead
years.
Of his first origin. He's been doing it for exactly what, 2 years, I think. That's he said like that. Or he's in his second years, something.
Yeah. I'm just saying, we're I don't know, man. I love Batman, but
I know
maybe they could maybe waited another 5 years. I don't know. Just saying.
No, not while Marvel's out there laughing their asses off to the bank. I mean, shit, Sony's laughing their asses to the bank with Venom. Fucking let there be carnage. God, fuck. See, look. There's a lot of things I'll blame the Chinese government for. things that they do dirty. They've got some bad racial issues over in China. They've got religious freedom issues in China, and then there's all air quote alleged, we all know they're true, human rights abuses that happen in China. So I can rail against the Chinese government all day long and feel completely vindicated. But the Chinese government is not the Chinese people. Their government's not like ours. The Chinese voting system is rigged, ladies and gentlemen. I hate to tell you that. The Communist Party chooses who's going to run each province. Chinese people don't really get a vote. So I can't even blame them for putting those people in power. And the people that fought the communist revolution, they're mostly dead. Anyways, but I can't blame the Chinese people for venom. And I do. I blame the Chinese people for venom. You guys need to understand a little bit more about the difference between a Marvel property done by Sony, which is something you should never ever watch, and something that is MCU, which you can watch. Okay, so if I've got any Chinese American listeners, love you guys, you're great. Got any Chinese listeners that understand English, and you live in China, don't watch Venom. God, I hate Sony. do you realize? Even if Let There Be Carnage makes less than the first Venom, let's say for shits and giggles it only makes $600 million, Sony's still gonna there's still gonna be a third Venom movie.
Oh, dude, I mean, we talk about this with Warner Brothers. You know, you're like, well, you know, they crank out all these DC movies, yet you know they're not, you know, exactly blowing up the box office. It's like, yeah, but they make money. You know, Birds of Prey is like the exception. Those movies make profit, even if it's a tiny profit. They all make money. DC,
same thing with the Transformers.
Yeah, Warner Brothers hasn't been losing money on the DC films. Like I said, outside of I don't know what the final numbers are on Birds of Prey, but I think that's been the only exception so far.
I don't think there's been a year with not 9 comic book films.
That's insane, man. And there's a lot of untested films, you know.
Untested characters. Yeah. Eternals, Shang-Chi.
Those are big ones.
Black Adam. I mean, you kind of can say you tested him with Shazam, but other than a little holographic image of Black Adam, you don't know jack shit. Like most people that aren't into the comics may have gone and seen Shazam and liked it. They have no idea who the fuck
the whole bet on that is The Rock. You're putting it out in the holiday season. Yeah. It's starring The Rock. You know, he's had success with Jumanji in the holiday seasons.
So. Yeah, but that's when he's playing funny. And he said he was like Black. He did a video where he was discussing the character of Black Adam. And Superman, I think he was saying, he's like, you know, Superman beat you up and put you in jail. Black Adam will twist your head off or some shit like that. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to get what makes The Rock so great is his charm.
Yeah. Like,
can Black Adam do, can you let that come through?
Yeah, I don't know what the tone. You're right. I don't know what the tone of the movie is going to be. We don't know who's going to be. What other actors have been cast? I don't think they've cast anyone.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
There's a lot of questions, but like I'm just saying, you know, that time frame. It's The Rock. Yeah. I'm sure they took a look at, you know, those Aquaman numbers and like they're looking at the time of year. The Rock's popular. I think he does well in China with the Fast and Furious and all that stuff. So mm-hmm. I think they're looking at all that stuff and hoping, you know, that it's a big success.
I hope it's a good movie. Shazam's my favorite DC film, you know, modern DC film. So and I would love to watch Shazam and yeah, that's right, people. I'm not fucking calling him Captain Marvel. I'd like to see Shazam fight Black Adam. But yeah, and then you're right, another untested character in Morbius.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting year, and that's very heavily that already, and that's not even including any of the Disney animated studios or Pixar movies. Like that's not even any of the big family stuff.
No,
and that's still 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. 17 big tentpole, either meant to start a franchise or continuing a franchise, movies next year, dude. 17, nine of which come from DC and Marvel, and Marvel one way or another.
Yeah, and you know, and I don't want to go all into it. We've talked about it a million times, but you know, obviously the current crisis, we still don't know how that plays in long term, you know.
Yeah,
talk of other could, you know, second could waves see,
not just that, but could see some more movies shift dates.
Yeah, movies shift dates.
There's no way Warner Brothers releases Wonder Woman with more than a quarter of the country's movie theaters still not operating. If you've got a region where there's still thousands of screens not opening, I think Wonder Woman gets pushed too.
Well, I had heard, I don't know the exact numbers, but three, I think it's Atlanta, several cities in California, and obviously New York were like your big box office areas. Mm-hmm. You're right. If any one of those is shut down or not at full capacity, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, August was a little optimistic, I think. Just looking at the capacity, you know, when the theaters do reopen, which I expect they will in the next month or two, you know, they furloughed a lot of people, they fired a lot of people. Not every theater is necessarily going to reopen. There's a lot of factors. Social distancing rules, how many seats will be even available. Yeah. And there's just a lot of questions, you know.
Will they be able to serve food that's prepped on the spot, like hot dogs and nachos and popcorn, or will they only be able to sell prepackaged food?
There's a lot of things.
I like the main theater we go to. It's a Regal, and I can get a burger and fries. Halfway decent burger. I mean, it's not like a high school cafeteria burger. It's not quite a McDonald's burger. It's somewhere in between. But it is a cheeseburger, bacon cheeseburger with waffle fries, and I can get that for going and seeing a movie. So I like that. The one thing I have not done, because I don't like the idea of somebody coming up and bothering me during my movie. And I don't like the idea of the price or the lighting that's required. I've not done one of the like dining in movies.
Yeah.
Where have you ever
done that? No, my sister has.
What'd she say about it?
She seemed to enjoy it.
All right.
Yeah.
Let us know in the comments below, ladies and gentlemen. I do have one of those types of theaters about 40 minutes from my house, where you get full course, you know, full meals brought to your table and stuff. Is it worth it? Let me know. Excuse me. I guess that's it, man. My brain is frazzled as usual. So we'll go ahead and fucking end the show. Thank you for being on, Brian. as always. Appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. Make sure you are subscribed to the LRM Online Podcast Network for great shows like this one and Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast, and Los Fanboys is usually live on our YouTube channel. So make sure you subscribe to that on Fridays, generally around 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. And of course, make LRMonline.com your homepage because we are here to give you all of the latest entertainment news. We're here for your entertainment news, needs, and opinions. Dear God, I gotta get off of this thing. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening and sticking through the things with me. I really do appreciate it. We'll talk to you tomorrow.